And now this is a dictation for Judy Harman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N, December 2nd, 50, addresses a letter, Dr. Khan, K-H-A-N, Dear Dr. Khan, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Khan, follow up for Judy with prior elevated calcium, with elevated vitamin D-125 and suppressed P-T-H, P as in Paul, T-H. She did receive Aridia on prior admission to the hospital. There was no monoclonal protein. P-T-H-related peptide was not elevated, and vitamin A in the low side. She has prior colectomy from Crohn's disease, has an ileostomy with chronic diarrhea, follows University of Michigan GI and rheumatology, has gained few pounds, no fever, no vomiting, no blood in the stools, no urinary symptoms. Review system remains negative. On a lower dose of prednisone, down to 8 milligrams, off the methotrexate, presently on Plaquenil, biological treatment Stelara, S-T-A-L-A-R-A. On beta blockers, today blood pressure 112/66, looks frail, no respiratory distress, very pleasant, normal speech, lungs clear, no pericardial rap, no gross edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries, last one is from April. No gross anemia, excuse me. There was anemia 12.3, creatinine at 1.2, representing a GFR 48, a normal sodium, potassium, elevated bicarbonate, normal albumin, calcium, and phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, appears stable, no progression, no indication for dialysis, obligated GI losses, ileostomy, presently normal calcium, etiology of the high level of vitamin D-125, not clear. Follows with gastroenterology and rheumatology, University of Michigan. Vitamin D-125 is associated with granulomatose inflammation, for example, active Crohn's disease, among others. We are going to update chemistries today. All issues discussed with Judy, come back in 6 months.